Hour number two, Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game on this Monday. Our new time slot, noon to 3, every Monday through Friday. Excited for Jake Lyman as he launched Next Man Up today. I had Paul Kaharsky with him. Teron Davenport will join him tomorrow. And, of course, Robbie and Rex Road remain where they are. And then DVD moves to afternoons, so looking forward to that. There's a little bit of breaking news, Joe, and I'm glad to see this. Pete Thamel putting out there on his X account, from the NCAA's Dan Gavitt, quote, expanding the tournament fields in basketball is no longer being contemplated for the 2026 men's and women's basketball championships. However, the committees will continue conversations on whether to recommend expanding to 72 or 76 teams in advance of 2027. Leave it alone. Just leave it alone. Don't touch it. Leave it alone.
You know they're going to touch it. So
I know they're going to screw it up, but just leave
we
it
We all
be.
Get in. Oh, you went 9-19? Well, come on and get in the tournament then to make you feel better. What an absolute joke. And don't, you know, I'm still mad about college football and their expansion, which I think is terrible. Just takes away from every Saturday and from how important the games are now. Basketball, everybody gets in. Everybody gets in. It's complete garbage. You know that tournament one time was 16 teams?
Yeah. Look, I think 68, I guess is what it is now,
fine. Fine. Let's leave it like it is.
I liked it at 64, but you want to have the play-in games? Fine.
Yep.
That's fine.
I'm good with it, man.
Over the weekend, I laughed at this. So at @Vol_football, the official X account for Tennessee football, that kind of went viral because they posted a video of defensive back Colton Hood coming down with an interception during a rep. Okay, you see that all the time, a defensive player making a good play.
That's right.
What was interesting is I guess Vols fans were trying to figure out who the quarterback was, and when they zoomed in, they realized that the quarterback had been blurred out in the video, so you couldn't tell who threw the interception.
Which I just
laughed. I mean, like, the paranoia of these coaches, and Josh Heupel is just like all of them.
Do you think Heupel had anything to do with this? I don't.
I do.
I don't
think he has time. Do you think a social media manager is sitting there going like, well, let's blur out the quarterback?
Yep.
I don't.
I think that
comes from above.
Took it upon himself to say, hey, let's block it out.
I'm
telling you,
the head coach
is so busy that he's not going to waste time blurring out a quarterback.
But they're
when
so,
he can be asked about
they're
that.
They're such control freaks.
They all are. They all are. But that is a interception in practice. That is not that big of a deal. Did they blur Cam Ward out? No. It happens in practice. So I just think I think somebody took it upon themselves to do that. You know social media people that work for teams, organizations.
Yeah, I mean, how
they do things on their own.
Look,
you know
some might take it upon themselves. I don't know. I just feel like college coaches are such control freaks and so paranoid about competitive advantage that they probably said, hey, they want to post this pick, we'll blur out the quarterback. I could totally see it.
Too many people around and see that stuff to figure out who the quarterback is. Now, if it comes in, Heupel did do that, what the hell, man? You got bigger things to worry about. Has no receivers with experience on your football team. It's interception in practice. It happens all the time. All the time. So just I think it's a bunch of nothing that's now turned into a big thing because of what they've did. So stupid. So stupid.
615-737-1025 is our phone and text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. 1255 says, it was the social media manager. Last year, people freaked when Nico was on camera throwing one, or were freaking when they thought Nico threw one or something. Okay, so I guess they've done this before?
I don't know. I'm telling you, man, there's so much going on to walk over and say, blur that out if you don't mind.
I've said this before. I would hate this for our jobs, especially in this month, like month of August. But if we just weren't allowed to see practices at all, like, I mean, because we talk about the dumbest crap sometimes.
Right.
Like Cam Ward just analyzing, like keeping stats in practice and analyze, like it's practice, like it's freaking practice.
Exactly, it's practice. That's it.
We're talking about practice?
Not too high, not too low. Are you fighting your microphone over there? I love this.
I am. It's it's gone limp.
Hymns. Dr. Crane, get that hymn spot up again for the microphone.
Oh, 615-737-1025. A lot of calls during the lunch hour.
I'm used to this.
I know. We got one. Kyle wants to answer our question of the day. Kyle, what's up?
What's up, guys? Hey, I'm so pumped for your new time slot.
Thank you.
Nothing against Jared or anything or whatever, but thank you very much. I guess Cromwell and 1025. Bob Rito on top lane is the best non-chain restaurant
for lunch in
Nashville.
Baja Burrito is a fantastic one, Kyle. Thank you. Thank you for the call and the kind words.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, guys.
Yep. Very good. Is this our Clay? Ladies and gentlemen, for the first time in noon to three, we should have the Vandy fight song. We should have done that. We bring in Clay. Hello, Clay.
Boys, I thought it was appropriate for me to call in on the new time slot and get this thing starting off right.
Well, we appreciate it, Clay.
I would love that, Chase. From now on, when I call in, give me some dynamite.
Okay. Well, Dr. Crane can make that happen. We can do that. So what's your lunch spot?
Bones, I didn't recognize. He is?
Yeah, that was Dr. Crane.
Okay. He just didn't have his normal
greeting
with me. But anyway, when he figured out it was me. Now, what was the question of the day? I was going to respond to that. So.
Who is the most handsome Vandy fan? Our question of the day is, because it's a new time slot, we're at the lunchtime hour, what's your favorite non-chain lunch spot? Now, they can have four or five locations if they're in a Middle Tennessee kind of thing, but what's your favorite non-chain lunch spot?
I would say Martin's Barbecue.
Okay.
That's a solid
one. Is that considered a chain? Or?
It's it's local. It's a local chain.
You can have a local chain. That's fine.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Big Joe, by the way, hope you had a great weekend, pal.
Thanks.
I'm actually downtown, and I've got and I'll get off here in a second, but I'm actually downtown, and I got a ticket for talking on my telephone. Luckily, now I'm at Exxon, and the cops can't see me. But one time, seriously, I had dropped a customer off downtown, and I was on my telephone because a guy had left something in my car, and here comes a motorcycle cop with the blue light for talking on my cell phone.
Do you not have what's called Bluetooth?
I do, but I just didn't have it on Bluetooth.
How much was the ticket, Clay?
Best I remember, it was over $100.
Sorry.
No, that takes out of our donut fund, but that's okay.
Sorry, man.
All right, Clay. Appreciate the call, my man.
Boys, love the time slot.
Love
Thank
you.
Thank you very much. Bruce wanted to weigh in on the Titans that we were talking about earlier. Bruce, what's up?
Turning coaches. This isn't necessarily about politics.
We're going to put – Bruce, we'll try and grab you. Your phone was breaking up. We'll try and grab you on the other side. 615-737-1025 is our phone and text line driven by Wilson County Hyundai.
I have a fun game for you and Dr. Crane when we come back.
Okay, we like that.
It is ranking and naming – this is from The Athletic. Chris Vanini had it, but ranking college football rivalry names. If you and Dr. Crane can figure these out. I'm not sure you can because there's some names on here I've never heard.
Okay. We'll do that. Plus, we'll get back to your phones as well. You can answer our question of the day. And anything that we're talking about, 615-737-1025 is Chase and Big Joe. We are presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel and excited to be here noon to three every day. Also, this isn't just a concert. It's a cause. Trinetics Rock the Cradle helps give fragile newborns a stronger start and keeps moms close when it matters most. With Tim McGraw live on stage and your support behind every beat, Ascension St. Thomas is turning music into healing. Tickets are on sale now at rockthecradlenashville.org. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game on this Monday, now noon to three. 3 hours of us that you have to deal with. John McClain will join us at the top of the next hour.
You know, one time I actually wanted my hair to grow out. Like, I had a lot of hair, and I looked like George Michael. Hair only. I was that handsome. I mean, of course, I weighed 300 pounds. I looked like George Michael just at the buffet. But it was still, that song got me going now. Thank you, Dr. Crane, for that. Now I feel
like little wham. Little wham on a Monday.
Like that. All right. So,
you know what I love about Dr. Crane?
He's handsome.
He's handsome. But he's like, I think he's kind of like me. He's an old soul. Like, that's the kind of music, like, I feel like you're an 80s, 90s kind
of
guy.
Yeah, I hate a lot 70s. Of the modern music. It's a lot of boring crap, to be honest with you.
I'm with you.
When I listen to music, I listen for enjoyment. I don't listen to crap, honestly.
No. Good for you, pal.
I agree. All right, yes, Joe.
All right, so we are talking about college football starts in 19 days, UT and Vandy and MTSU 26 days. So we're talking great article. Chris Vanini, The Athletic, has ranking college football rivalry names. And some of those I've never heard of. All right, so we're going to start. Like, we know what the Egg Bowl is, right? The Egg Bowl is?
Ole Miss, Mississippi State.
All right. Dr. Crane, you knew that, right?
Yeah.
All right, do you know who plays in the Moonshine Throwdown?
Appalachian State and Appalachian State and George Madison, JMU.
Great guess, but no. Kind of in the same group of five.
Is App State one of the teams, though?
They're in another game, which is pretty good. The Moonshine Throwdown is between Marshall and Western Kentucky.
I never would have gotten that.
Never heard of that. Who plays, I love this name, who plays in the Soul Bowl? Soul Bowl.
I have no idea.
Tulane and...
That's a good guess.
Ooh, Tulane and Memphis.
This is two great HBCU programs. Jackson State versus Alcorn. Okay. The Soul Bowl. the Farmageddon rivalry game. Farmageddon. Who plays in that? Both these schools are Power Four schools.
Oh, I'm gonna say like Iowa, Nebraska.
So close, Dr. Crane.
I'm gonna go with Nebraska and Wisconsin.
Iowa State and Kansas State.
Okay, that's a good one.
Who plays in the Holy War?
Oh, I should know this. That's it's Catholic schools, right?
It is not.
It's not? Oregon State's a Civil War.
Correct. Right? Yep.
The Holy War. Oh, is that like BYU-Utah?
My man! BYU and Utah are in the Holy War. All right. I can't. They've got the thing so small here. That's what she said, that I can't tell what school it is. All right. The battle for the – now, this is number three, according to Chris Vanini with The Athletic. The battle for the bones rivalry game. The battle for the bones. This is number three. I've never heard – these are both group of five schools that are close to us.
Battle for the bones, close to us, group of five. Western Kentucky, Eastern Kentucky?
One school – and plays in this. I absolutely hate their coach.
UAB.
That's one. And the other one is, man.
Memphis?
UAB and Memphis. I've never heard of the Battle for the Bones.
I've never heard of that either.
It's number three on the list?
Number three on the list. I can't tell who number one is because I can't. All right. I'm trying to look. It's so small there. But let's see. It's called the Brawl of the Wild. And I think we're just going to throw it out. I think it's Montana versus Montana State, but they've made the icon so small. I've never heard of that. So it doesn't matter. All right, let's go on this one. All right. What is the deeper than hate rivalry game? Deeper than hate. These are both group of five schools. One was mentioned earlier.
You got a guess?
I do not. I'm going to go with Notre Dame and Miami.
We said group of five.
Oh, I didn't hear that. Sorry. I don't know.
Western. Well, no. 100 Miles of Hate, MTSU, and Western.
Yes, sir.
I don't know. Eastern Kentucky and.
Nope.
I don't know.
Appalachian State's one.
Oh.
And it looks like it's Georgia Southern in that. All right, we got a few more. Don't go anywhere. Hold on this. The Backyard Brawl. Dr. Crane, you know this?
I should know this. I've heard it multiple times.
I should know this too.
This is number 24 on the list, which I think should be a lot higher.
Backyard Brawl. Is this Power 4?
These are, yes, sir. Yep.
Can we get a conference?
One's in the ACC and one's in the Big Ten.
I don't know.
Here's your clue. Major Harris used to be the quarterback of one of these teams.
I don't.
The other team was Dan Marino. West Virginia and Pittsburgh.
Oh, okay.
So these are names I've heard of. Number 21, third Saturday in October. We know what that is. We'll go down here. Rumble in the Rockies is number 18. I've never heard of this. We'll go. It's Colorado, Utah.
Colorado, Utah.
Never heard of this, right? So I don't. I think some of these are made up. 100 Miles of Hate comes in at 15. Clean Old Fashioned Hate is the name of the Georgia Tech game. I've never heard that.
Yep, I've heard that one.
Have
before.
You?
Yeah.
Where have I been on that?
Yep.
And so all my friends are texting in. Thanks, guys. We're about – you're 30 seconds behind to do that. So, number one, Brawl of the Wild. Number two is Bedlam. Who's in Bedlam?
Oklahoma, Texas, is that right? Something like that?
No. Oklahoma's one of them.
Oklahoma State.
Correct.
Yeah.
Battle for the Bones is third. Holy War, fourth. Iron Bowl, fifth. Iron Bowl. Good Lord.
Ira was my grandfather.
The world's largest outdoor cocktail party, 6. Deeper Than Hate, 7. Farmageddon, 8. The biggest little game in America, and again, I can't tell, the icons are so small, I can't tell that is. And the Soul Bowl comes in at number 2.
What was number 1?
Brawl the Wild. Montana, it's like Montana State. Throw that. Number 25 was the border war between Kansas and Missouri.
Let's get back to our question of the day, which is,
please, that's our new time pairings at lunchtime. What's your favorite?
I'll be approving these segments in the future. Don't
it's
worry.
On the damn board.
I can't read your damn writing.
I can't help it that that's I write like a doctor.
CFB rivalry, and it looks like I don't know.
I feel like when Joe was in grade school, the teachers would look at his writing like, do we give him an F or do we give him an A? I'm confused.
Just get me through, right? Just shove me on through.
And they just throw a C in there.
What's your favorite non-chain lunch spot? Now you listen to us at lunch hour. We got a lot of responses. Keep them coming. Your favorite non-chain lunch spot, 615-737-1025.
Let's go to Julio. Julio wants to answer our question of the day. What's up, Julio?
Hi, good afternoon. Congrats on a new time slot.
Thank you.
For me, it's Toots and Murfreesboro for their lunch special. Those buffalo toss chicken strips are cheap and good. Also want to say that my favorite rivalry in college football, Battle of Shalala, of the Jewel Shalala, Notre Dame-USC, and that Lincoln Riley is a coward for wanting to abandon it.
What, are they still playing?
This is the last year.
Oh
man.
Might be the last year for Lincoln Riley, too.
Yeah, that, too. Awesome. Thanks for the call, Julio. Appreciate it. Let's go to Bruce. We'll try Bruce again. Bruce, maybe your phone's working a little bit better.
Yeah, sorry about that, guys. I just pulled into the parking lot at the airport. So I want to talk about the concept of the constant churning of coaches, not necessarily about the Callahan specifically. I'm in my 60s, grew up in Western Pennsylvania, so I was a Steelers fan, and I went to Penn State. If you think of the last 60 years, you get 6 Super Bowls from the Steelers, 2 national championships for Penn State, and pretty much continued success that entire time frame for both programs. As a matter of fact, you'd be hard-pressed to find a pro and a college team in a state any more successful over the last 60 years. What do they have in common? They've both only had 3 coaches in my lifetime. Noel, Cowher, and Tomlin for the Steelers, all of whom won a Super Bowl. Paterno, O'Brien, and Franklin from Penn State. That's it. I don't think it's a coincidence that you have 60 years of pretty much success and without the constant churning of coaches.
That's a really good point, Bruce. Thank you.
That's actually a great point.
I mean, if you were gonna start an NFL team from scratch and they said, hey, you can go and hang out with one franchise and learn from them, I mean, wouldn't most people say Pittsburgh?
I would think so. I mean,
they've done it the right way.
He just said, I mean, three coaches. I mean, Noel, Cowher, and Tomlin. I mean, that's just mind-boggling. I mean, the Titans had Fisher for so long, but then they've had Munchak, Wisenhunt, Malarkey, Vrabel, Callahan. They've had 5 in 14 seasons.
But here's the other thing. So between Noel, Cowher, Tomlin, they've each won 3 Super Bowls. Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, no. I mean, hang on. I know Chuck Noll won 5, I guess.
4.
4.
Yep, and then Cowher won, and then Thomas. They've won 6.
Right. So 6 total.
Yep.
2 quarterbacks. Think about that.
Yeah.
Not only 3 head coaches, 2 quarterbacks.
You know, that's a great point. You know, it used to be you got 5 years. Then you got 3. I think now, Chase, all you get is 2 years.
You may be lucky to get a year.
If Johnny Majors was coaching the day, look, he arrived in Tennessee in 77. They didn't win the SEC to 85. He'd be gone.
Yep.
They're not giving Johnny Majors all those years to do, 79, 80, 81. They were pedestrian football team.
Well,
those days are gone.
But it's also – I mean, Heupel hadn't won the SEC.
But they're going to the Orange Bowl.
Right, but I mean, he hasn't won the. They haven't played in Atlanta.
Yeah, I mean, there are exceptions, but
there's exceptions.
Progress.
There's exceptions because they're accepting of, well, you know, we can't get. I mean, you got all these other teams.
I think he rolled through on Butch and Pruitt. Now it's like, oh my God, just get us to a bowl game. All right, you go to the Music City Bowl.
Sure.
Next year, you go to the Orange Bowl. Then you go to the Outback. Then you're building things. It's all right. We're building something. We're trending upwards. It's fine. UT with Majors didn't do that. 77, 78, 70. They were very, very average. So now those days are gone. You're not getting the 5 years.
615-737-1025. It's Chase and Big Joe. We'll continue taking your calls for the question of the day and also continue this discussion because I will have a problem if something happens because you could have prevented it. And I'll tell you what I mean. Coming up next, broadcasting from the Busy Bee Plumbing.
Dr. Crane, this segment's for you.
Broadcasting from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning, Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. Chase and Big Joe on this Monday, 102.5 The Game. Our new time slot, noon to 3. And because of that, America's favorite segment, Celebrity Birthdays and What Day Is It, will now be 1:45. We're not going to end the show with it like we used to, but we'll still do it at the end of the second hour.
It's so crazy how many people have – that's the most asked question.
Are you guys still going to do that?
I've got it. I'm like, no, that show will – that segment will never go away.
Yeah.
So 1:45. So as David Letterman used to say, was it wake the kids and phone the neighbors?
Chasing Big Joe presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel. They are, of course, on board with us. We'll be, I believe, at Bar Lines on Thursday.
Oh,
so that will be where
yes.
We are. And looking forward to that. So everybody, you know, I think it was Bruce, yeah, made the great call about the Steelers and the coaches thing. I think last year we could have all sat here and we could have made a really good case that, hey, it didn't work out with Brian Callahan. Maybe go ahead and move on after a year. Fair?
Yes. Because you're not a great coach. B, you're a terrible record.
Yep.
C, you got a new GM coming.
Got a new GM, and so it makes sense to put those two together. So I get all that. But now I'm in the – unless it's just a complete disaster and he shows no signs of improvement – as a coach, I think it's to the detriment of the organization if you do it after this year because of the quarterback. And my response and my question to them will be, if you really didn't think this was going to work, then why didn't you just go ahead and do it after the first year?
Let me ask you a simple question, Chase.
Okay.
Do you think it's going to work? Be honest.
Probably not.
Probably not.
No, I mean, probably. I mean, I haven't really seen anything. I like him, but I just haven't really seen anything that makes me think, meh. Now, I will say, and it's got to continue, But I, you know, I think we did see Peter Skoronski maybe take some steps forward.
Okay.
And I think we did say, even though he's not here anymore, Dylan Radins take some steps forward. Now we'll see what this new look offensive line can do. Can J.C. Latham improve losing weight and moving to the right side? I haven't seen quite the Hall of Fame offensive line guru out of Bill Callahan that I thought, but I think we can agree that they've shown a little bit of improvement. So, I mean, maybe there's that part, because you would lose him too. Like, if they fire him after week five, you're losing both. Like, he's not going to stay on the staff if his son got fired. So you're losing both.
I think, yeah, and we go back that Patriots game with Vrabel. It's so important, because we saw what Amy did, the knee jerk after the Eagles game.
Yep.
If they're 1-5 and Vrabel comes in and just punches him in the face at 1-6, that's going to drive her insane. And Brinker's going to have to say, look, you can't do this right now, and he's gone. And I think it's tough to coach with that over your shoulder. I feel bad for Brian Callahan. Yeah. I really think he's in a no-win situation. So why not go out there and have fun? Prove yourself that you can get it done and see what goes on out there. That's why I'm like, there's a lot of pressure on, but at the same time, there's really no pressure, because nobody's expecting you to do anything. So go out there and get the job done and have fun and be different. Because right now, what I've seen, no, man, it's a long way to go. And you're right, they got to reset with Cam Ward if it doesn't work. And that's the last thing you need. I mean, look with Aikman when he came in 89. Jimmy was his coach for the first 4 or 5 years. Same way. How long was who was the coach? Practice. Who's the coach for the Colts? Jim Mora.
You mean playoffs? So,
playoffs, yeah. Sorry, playoffs.
You combine Allen Iverson and playoffs.
So you had a little continuity with these coaches going forward. And so the last thing, Cam Ward, he's out. His confidence is down and goes on. There's just so many questions with this football team that none of them are really able to be answered.
Okay, so I just put this on X. We talked about this to start the show. I think we both agree Cam Ward should play a half in the first preseason game.
Yes, absolutely.
He probably won't, but he should. I would play him in the next two games with the joint. Because here's the other thing. Everybody's like, well, you'll see what you need to see in the joint practices.
No.
I want to see if he takes the things that he's learned from the joint practices against the same team and applies them in a game. That's what I want to see. So I want to see if he plays a full game of football in preseason between the first two games, I will be happy with that, and then you can sit him for the third one. But honestly, in the second game, I want to see him go through the half, because I want to see what it's like coming out of the half.
Yes.
He needs to play with the offensive line. He needs to play with these receivers, especially the young receivers.
Preach, man.
Again, they're not going to do that, but that's what they need to do.
And plus, these games are on the road. So you're coming out on the road. You could do that?
That takes some pressure away, because you don't have to worry about the home crowd and all that stuff.
I'm with you 100%. I just got to see more of them. And they know, man, there's some good coaches on that team. They know what to do with him and how it's going. And so we'll see. You've got a few days to right the ship a little bit, get things better, and go to Tampa with a game plan.
I will be curious of something, too. So I'm doing a little boys trip this weekend going up to Minneapolis. I think we're going to go – the Vikings play like at 2 o'clock during the day on Saturday. I think we're going to go for a little bit, just because we all are curious about J.J. McCarthy.
Who are they playing?
I want to say it might be the Steelers, actually.
Oh.
Hang on.
While you look that up, I was going to add to the whole topic of Cam Ward.
It's Houston. They're playing Houston.
Houston. You might see John
I'll ask him. I doubt he's going, but we'll ask him.
Maybe he wants to have a beer with you Friday night.
But the Titans will see the Vikings in week three of the preseason here.
Yep.
So
what if McClain says, let's go chase some tail Friday in Minnesota? Come on, let's go.
I don't think his wife would like that too much, Joe.
No, it's all fun and games, man. It's all talk.
Talk radio, 615-737-1025. Another thing, and we'll get into this with John, and we'll get into this in hour number two. I have been asked all weekend, or hour number three, I've been asked all weekend, should the Titans go after Micah Parsons or Terry McLaurin? And my answer to Terry McLaurin is no, because I get it. You need receiver help. But by the time you're good again, he's going to be past his prime.
Mm-hmm.
Parsons, that I'm interested in, even though Jerry's not going to trade him. They're going to get this done. It's all, you know, a song and, you know, a dog and pony show right now. If you were to acquire him and, like, let's say give up next year's first round pick, which could be a top five pick, keep that in mind. All of a sudden, that defensive front with Simmons and Sweat, and then you add Parsons, and then you're hoping that Femi Oladejo becomes what you hope he can be.
Yeah.
Now, all of a sudden, we're having a little bit of a different conversation with the defense.
But is Amy Adams prepared to pay Micah Parsons and make him the highest paid non-quarterback in football?
Not no. Not hell no. But bleep, no.
No, she's not. So we could want that all day. It ain't going to happen. Be great if it did. It's a game changer because I think you put him on that team, get the offense rolling a little bit, they could have a little success. Feels good. Sounds good.
But do you agree, if they were to even consider either one of them?
Absolutely.
Parsons over McLaurin.
I don't think – no, I'm not sold on Terry McCormick, but I am on – I am Micah Parsons.
Hey, I like Terry McCormick.
Great guy.
Hold on a second.
I don't think he can run a down and out. That's okay, though.
No, Terry McLaurin might be able to.
Give me Micah Parsons. Scary Terry. Give me Micah Parsons. Now you got me all excited that, like, oh, man, somewhere. And maybe they could auto-pin Amy's autograph, the signature, and get him in here.
0-0-4-7-4. Why would he come here? Number one. You would be trading for him.
Yep.
So he wouldn't really have a choice in the matter. And number two, if he gets his payday, I think he'd go play for the, you know, whoever.
Jacksonville.
The Una Antioch Bears.
Watch your mouth on that one. I think they'd play anywhere they're getting paid, man.
Yeah, right. I mean, and guess where he's going to play this year? Guess where he's going to get paid and where he's going to play this year?
Dallas Cowboy.
I want him.
He ain't going anywhere.
Michael Parsons is a good player.
He's not going. What was this thing this weekend?
And Jerry said, I don't want our fans to lose any sleep over this.
Don't lose any sleep. God, would it not be great to have that kind of owner here? So transparent, flies off the cuff, says whatever. It'd be great, man. Instead of hiding out in Houston for 3 years.
So if Amy Adams Strunk became like the, you know, the female version of Jerry Jones,
I think people would love it. I think people would absolutely love it. The transparency in her would be great. Like, she's like, hey, I'll be down at Aldean's Friday night for a Titans tailgate. Come on down. Everybody go down. We saw her in Kansas City out raising hell in the parking lot. People loved it. They I mean, she could be really beloved if she would just get herself out there and let the team get herself out there and be with the fans. And it'd be great.
It would be.
It ain't happening.
We'll see. 615-737-1025. Coming up next, we'll tell you what day it is and celebrity birthdays. But first, Dr. Crane, if you don't mind, I'm going to give something away. Is that cool with you? A 4-pack of tickets to see the Mexican national team face off against Korea Republic, South Korea, at Geodis Park on Tuesday, September 9th. 615-737-1025. First caller. Just get to be the first one in there. We'll win a 4-pack of tickets to see Mexico and South Korea at Geodis Park on Tuesday, September 9th. Good luck with that. Celebrity birthdays. Coming up next, Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game on this Monday. Our new time slot, noon to 3. DVD coming up at 3, but John McClain will join us at the top of the next hour. But we wanted to kind of keep things a little normal. We always did what day is it and celebrity birthdays at the end of the second hour, so we're going to keep it there. Did we get a winner for our tickets?
Michael, yeah.
Michael, congratulations to Michael. With that, let's get to what day is it and celebrity birthdays. It's brought to you by Jarrett Companies, Inc. Their commercial plumbing and HVAC divisions cover all of refrigeration, service, and maintenance needs. JarrettCompaniesInc.com, above and beyond industry standards.
All right, first and last, we have Assistance Dog Day. So if you got a dog, Might help with the assistance. Hooray for Kids Day is today. National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day, always delicious
those are good.
National White Wine Day, not a great thing to pair with as cookies. Let's see, Single Working Women's Day, shout out to them women. And U.S. Coast Guard Day is today, so shout out to the Coast Guard.
The way you said that.
Shout out to the women, man.
Shout out to them women.
Yeah.
What about the Coast Guard, keeping the coast safe, right?
Yeah, I went to grade school with a guy. His name is Jake. He's in the Coast Guard. Shout out to Jake, yeah.
A fun little job, I think.
Coast he enjoys Guard. It.
Based me out of like Key West or Miami, and I'm good, man.
He actually is in Miami.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Then we have the same friend.
Miami.
Do we?
Yeah. Jake Wallman?
No, not Jake Wallman. Okay. No. He's, yeah, never mind.
All right. You're going to say something? Go ahead. That's okay. All right. Time for shout out to White Wine Day, right? That's good.
Like some white wine.
Zinfandel, baby.
Zinfandel. Watch out now. All right, time for celebrity birthdays. You got to get these within 2 years on either side. Our first birthday, a quick story. I ran into this guy one night years ago. He was drunk at Tin Roof on the Mumbrin, and we hung out, and he bought me a whiskey sour. He had no idea who I was. He just wanted me to get away from him. Billy Bob Thornton. Today's Billy Bob Thornton's birthday. How old is he?
77.
81.
70.
Is he really?
And I bet
he looks 81.
And I bet he didn't weigh more than 100 pounds.
He's in Landman, isn't he?
He is in Landman.
Yeah. With Jerry Jones.
With Jerry Jones. Let's see. Going down here a little bit. We doing okay today?
Yeah, we're great. How are you?
Former actress. Interesting. Meghan Markle. How old is... and briefcase model on Deal or No Deal. It makes no mention of what she's doing now. Meghan Markle.
Forgive me. Which one is she married to? Harry?
Henry?
Harry.
I believe Harry.
Harry.
Yes. Harry.
I don't. Who's that?
William is the old. Yeah. Because Kate's married to. Okay.
Okay. Harry.
I think one of the. Just bear with me for a second.
Sure.
My mother is obsessed with the royal family, and I know so many people are. And I'm like, who gives a crap?
Don't you start on that, man.
Because, people love like, that. I mean. You know, nothing against, we're cool with England and everything now, but like, that's their business. I don't care over here about all that. How old is she? She is 38.
42. I'd watch out with your tea next time you drink it, Chase. Those English people, they don't mess around.
44. Dr. Crane. Help giving life advice and getting the birthday within two.
I guess. Whatever.
Well, I'm. Who else we got here? I don't recognize any of these
people. I don't know. It's your job to find those.
I'm looking. All right. Producer Michael Gelman from Live with Kelly and Ryan. He was on Reno. Pretty in Regis by like, Gelman. Producer Michael Gelman. Do you remember that?
I don't know what the hell that was, but 75.
69.
64. Nice. Actor Michael DeLuise. He was on Gilmore Girls, NYPD Blue. His dad was Dom DeLuise.
Yeah. 58.
60.
56. Chasers on the board at one. Rapper Yo-Yo. yep.
48.
55.
54. Dr. Crane knows his rappers. American Idol runner-up Crystal Bowersox.
What year did they run her up?
One of the years that American Idol was on the air.
So the last
2002 to 25. Crystal Bowersox.
42.
48.
She's 40.
Oh, there we go.
We're tied at two.
Lucky
there.
Guess.
Actors Dylan and Cole Sprouse from The Sweet Life of Zach and Cody. Weren't they his kids in Adam Sandler movie with Jon Stewart?
I think they were Big Daddy.
Big Daddy.
Yeah.
They were the kids in that.
So,
33 exactly.
Wow.
Dr. Crane's at 4-2. Former President of the United States, Mr. Barack Obama. Today's his birthday.
Ooh. 65?
61.
64.
Okay.
It is now 4-3. All right, sports birthdays. John Riggins, running back. The Jets and the Redskins. John Riggins.
Say he's probably 70?
81.
76. Jerry Cooney, the boxer.
74.
70.
69. Dr. Nice. Crane's got the swoosh. He's up 5-3. Mary Decker, Olympic marathon runner. Used to be Mary Decker Slaney.
56.
59.
67. Roger Clemens, the Rocket.
58.
53.
63. Clyde Simmons, former TSU coach.
71.
64.
61. 5-3. We got two left. Oh, these are good. These are two race car drivers. Jeff Gordon.
56.
58.
54. Oh, it's 5-4, our last birthday. How old is Kurt Busch?
47.
44.
At the buzzer, one Charles McCabe. He is 47. Chase wins 6-5.
Boom. Thank you, man. Very much. You get it. I mean, you get into my wheelhouse.
Backs against the wall, and he rallies. Down 5-3, wins 6-5. Well done.
Yep. I almost closed the show out. I'm so used to it. Hour number two coming up next, we'll be joined by John McClain down in Houston, his new weekly time slot, 2 o'clock on Mondays. Chase and Big Joe presented by the Omni, 102.5 The Game.